Hi, welcome to this episode of Bloodhound Picks, where I am one of your hosts, Craig.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Josh.
And for this screener spotlight segment, we are going to be looking at the reboot slash sequel, how Hollywood movies do it now. Yeah. Of Wrong Turn, or also known as Wrong Turn The Foundation, or just Foundation. I think it's just Foundation. Take out just. It's just it's Wrong Turn Foundation. Right. Since Josh is the one to have watched it the most recent out of us, I will ask if he's willing to give the synopsis.
Yeah, hang on a second. I will. Sorry, I have to put my braces in.
It's all good.
So the synopsis of this movie, I'm not going to bother looking it up. just because it needs to be told how it is. And this is a movie that is called Wrong Turn, and it starts out like your typical sort of Wrong Turn movies, because they all sort of start out the same way, would start with your annoying as hell hipster douchebag kids going. They're either in Virginia or West Virginia.
I think Virginia. Really matter.
Okay. So, well, I mean, because that's sort of a holdover from the original film, you know, and of course they're going to go hiking in you know, this vast wilderness area, Appalachian Trail.
And it's like a month, isn't it? A couple weeks or a month journey or something. It's like a whole, I know the Appalachian Trail is a huge thing,
super long,
but they're doing the whole thing or something, because it implies that they've been on a trip for a while.
Are they going to do the whole thing? Because stuff's going to happen, Craig.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. And so then, you know, they get out and they start on their journey. And of course, weird shit starts happening. They start getting killed, et cetera, et cetera. You're like, oh fuck, it's going to be the inbred mutant fucking monster type villains from the Wrong Turn franchise. No, it isn't. And essentially what happens is the foundation, in the titular foundation, is basically, they've seen the village too many times and are really enamored with it for some reason. And the foundation is just a group of, I guess, a population of woods dwellers who are completely antiquated and don't live life in, you know, contemporary current times. And they're also, I guess, murderous and completely stupid. I mean, it's just it. And so then essentially, you know, Matthew Modine's daughter is the one, and her friends are held captive, and he's on the, you know, he's basically conducting his own investigation into what happened. And then now we have to get away from the foundation. So that's essentially it. Don't ever think for a second that you're going to get an actual Wrong Turn film, because you're not.
So, I mean, this will be in our review that will be posted on Ginger Nuts of Horror 2. But yeah, for me, so it's been strange. I've had a fascination with the Wrong Turn franchise. It's just because there's this, I don't know why, there's this huge fan base behind it. And I may have seen like a clip from the first Wrong Turn, I think, in my entire. So there, you know, it's one of those, the same with Saw or stuff like that, where, well, Saw, I understand a little bit more, but there's just like these diehard horror fans just for this franchise. But still, I haven't seen them. So I kind of went into this blind, with the exception of the knowledge that they're like mutant, inbred, hillbilly, you know, throw in whatever trope for kind of a Texas Chainsaw, Hills Have Eyes, backwoods horror film. I thought it was interesting having it be, and I kind of wanted to play off of this more, but then it doesn't in a way, that there's going to be spoilers, obviously, because the film switches up enough that it's not necessarily even a spoiler, but I'm going to give it, that the Foundation isn't, I mean, they're evil, but they're not evil in the sense of, like, the original villains from what I know, and that it's the kids, or the hipster kids, as Josh kind of mentioned, are the ones to draw first blood, in a way, or they're the ones that kind of mistake what is happening for being attacked. So almost like some serious version of, I don't know, Tucker and Dale, which I'd love to see a version like that, where it's actually the hillbilly folk are the good guys in it, but then we don't get that. So I don't know. I think there's little elements here and there. I think, yeah, it kind of leaves a horror realm and becomes almost like a backwoods thriller throughout it. And it's kind of like you have three different movies that are sectioned out of the horror, then a thriller, and then a kind of, or the occult, Wicker Man, I think a lot of people have considered it, and then kind of this thriller thing. Well, that's my opinion.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. It's just, I didn't hate it either. And like, some of the stuff was okay, but it's like a textbook of not making a horror movie. I don't want to know who the people are that are actually not dangerous and actually have a cult and actually you killed their guy first and actually they're like detached from society, but they're not totally fucking crazy. They will kill you, but you started it and you characters are kind of annoying. And it's like, yeah, it maybe would have been okay if it wasn't called Wrong Turn, but obviously they're not going to do that, because that's the whole point of, like, you know, that's their marketing. Otherwise, no one would know the movie exists. But
yeah, it feels like it was called Foundation because it was the same writer or whatever. And then they went, oh, well, you also wrote Wrong Turn. How about you just make it a Wrong Turn movie?
That's probably what happened. But honestly, yeah, what you were describing, Craig, would be kind of awesome if you had just the inverse of a fucking hillbilly horror where we kill these kids that deserve, I don't know, you know, the kids are the shitty villains in a way or something. But yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I just think this movie's like gonna disappoint the fuck out of all the Wrong Turn people you just described. And anyone that would like it is going to be like, oh, Wrong Turn, and not see it. So it's like that weird spot they're in.
Yeah. What about you, Josh?
I mean, I felt like the script kind of went in an interesting structural direction, just because, you know, it was, I think I clocked it out. So like, essentially the first 45 minutes are all the douchey kids in the woods and the weird shit going on. There's obviously people, you know, kind of lurking in the shadows. And I actually thought some of it was kind of creepy. And then at the 45 minute mark, they get captured, and then it completely changes gears and we get the whole, you know, Foundation intros and this fucking weird shit that just wasn't nearly as effective to me, as Kyle kind of mentioned. You know, we're getting all this like educational exposition about these fucking people, and it's just like, my suspension of disbelief in a Wrong Turn movie just completely went out the fucking window, which is really saying a lot, you know, because I just was like, you motherfuckers are really playing this completely straight laced that there's this group of fucking people that live in the fucking woods that, you know, I mean, it was just like, fuck me, man. No. So to me, it kind of just fell apart at that point, because I thought, I did think that, you know, it wasn't anything special, but it worked well enough for the first 45 minutes or so. And, you know, by keeping everything kind of in the shadows and you don't ever really get to see anything. you know, you just have your kind of your already existing knowledge of this is a wrong turn movie. Obviously, people are going to get killed. There's going to be a lot of gore, et cetera, et cetera. And it doesn't, you know, it definitely gives you that. But then, yeah, once it gets to that point, I mean, the 45 minute mark, it just, for me, it didn't work. And that's just partly due to it wasn't nearly as interesting. I didn't fucking care. Yeah. I already didn't really care about the characters, you know. And so then you're going to introduce these other characters that I also don't really like. Yes. So, you know what I mean? It was just like, I'm not really seeing the point. The runtime was a huge problem,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
And how many fucking false endings could you possibly cram into the last 5 minutes of the movie? It's just like, is this a joke? Because yeah, what were there, like, four false endings in 5 minutes? And I'm like, all right. And then when the credits roll, it's still not fucking over.
That, well, yeah, I agree. Like, you didn't need that at all. Like, you didn't even need the epilogue. Oh. But that last shot, it was a cool thing to end on or whatever. It's just a cool idea, but you don't need it. Where it's like someone jumping in that RV and, like, just letting it play out in a long shot is like, that's cool. That doesn't, we don't need to see that. But, you know, it reminded me a shit ton of a movie that was way better, which is The Ritual, where it felt like it's trying to do a lot of those things. But like The Ritual is like, first of all, just way better and more scary. But, you know, like once they do encounter people that we don't even know if it's a cult or it's never really explained what it is.
And that's why it's scary.
We never fucking know what's going on. Yeah. You're just like captured by people that aren't even going to talk to you or don't even speak like English.
And if you haven't yet, definitely check out The Ritual. It's on Netflix. It was one of my favorite, I think, of the, well, definitely that year, but even the past decade. I love The Ritual. No, I mean, I would agree with Josh, especially going back to that element of like a wrong turn movie. You, from what I know, again, you watch for the gore and the, you know, the body count. And there's certain franchises like that a lot of times, and then the runtime, and then I don't know, I think there's this whole thing lately where movies want to go back to the serious origins. Like, that's the big thing with these sequel. Yeah, it's like, oh, we're gonna go back to when it was really gritty and serious. And I don't know, especially what we've been watching lately, like I'm more willing to watch something that has a little humor to it or tongue in cheek. I don't know. Maybe it's the pandemic, maybe, but I don't go into a wrong turn movie wanting to see a serious film.
Well, the thing is too, is like, even the original film, it still wasn't nearly as fucking straight up played as this was. And then by the second movie, you have Joe Lynch directing it with Henry Rollins and that fucking chick from MTV. Like, you know, just like immediately went to this, don't take any of this shit seriously. You know, I mean,
well, he did like a Texas Chainsaw too, or that was his intention, wasn't it? Joe Lynch's.
I have no idea, but the fact of the matter is it literally got to the point of, this is not meant for you to be like seriously engaged with this movie. I'm going to give you just buckets of gore, et cetera, insane kills. It's going to be hilarious, that, you know. And that's kind of what the subsequent movies were as well. I'm not an expert on, what are we at, like part six at this point, but
well, this one is seven, I think. So this
so there you go,
this one's the foundation.
So it's zero.
The slate has been wiped clean. I mean, I feel like they also, like, I guess you could do whatever you wanted with like a sequel to this, but it does feel like, to me, it feels like once I know these people's like motivations and that they're really just defending themselves or whatever, is like, they're not scary ever again. Like, they would be scary in real life if they were coming to kill me, but in a movie, in this reality, you know, it's like, it's not scary to know their motivation. So like, even if you make a sequel or do whatever, it's like, it's all kind of been ruined.
Well, that's what happened with what was it, Texas Chainsaw 3D or whatever, where they almost turned Leatherface into a good guy in a weird way. Spoiler, yeah. If anybody hasn't seen, but it's old enough now that you.
Whatever. Well, that was like, I mean, I didn't see the Leatherface movie, but that's like my thoughts on it. Just seeing the trailer was like, I don't want to see his origin. Like, I don't know. I don't want to know why he's fucked up. I don't care. That's not scary at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was scary, though, how much the main foundation guy looked just like Orson Welles.
I recognized him.
Orson Welles was...
It was just hilarious to me because it was so distracting. Because every time that dude appeared, it was like, why did they get this guy that looks just like Orson Welles? I don't get it.
He was in Happen Leonard, but he was also in what the fuck? He was just in another horror movie, and now I can't remember what it was. I wanted to say
the actor Bill Sage, isn't it?
Yeah.
If I remember right, yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, he was in the Pale Door movie. Yeah. Which was okay.
Great. I still haven't watched that one, but
I mean, it's on Shudder.
I know there's
now,
a lot of I'll get to it. I mean, I like Lansdale, which I know he didn't write it. He just kind of it's presented by
his son, I think, wrote or co-wrote it. Okay. But I mean, I guess that's Wrong Turn, right?
Yeah, that's Wrong Turn Foundation. Yes.
I just want to keep saying foundation.
Yeah. So join us next time for a Screener Spotlight where we might, I don't know which one we're supposed to cover next. You'll find out when we find out or after, because we'll be coming up with it.
All right.
But thanks for listening.
Bloodhound Pigs Podcast is part of the Morbidly Beautiful Podcast Network, produced by Josh Lee, Craig Drum, and Kyle Hintz. Music by Raymond Seed. Editing by Kyle Hintz.